Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, fueled by coffee, brewed by the hand of Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
Walking the dog from Boston to Francisco. Walking the dog from Boston to Francisco. Have you ever heard of Mo Dispenza? Yes, you heard me correctly. Mo Dispenza. Now, I don't know much, but I do know a little bit about the background, I think. A medical doctor, maybe a chiropractor. I don't know what it is with chiropractors getting into anything but chiropracting. But I guess there's different things too, like people that are classically trained attorneys that end up doing different things as well. But that's neither here nor there. Even though I wouldn't consider myself a follower or a loyal listener of Mo Dispenza, I would say there's a lot of merit as to what this individual has accomplished and their offerings and whatnot. Definitely a little more sophisticated than the market I like to talk about, the little kids, middle-aged person with Cracker Jack NLP degrees, talking about how they know everything and you need to give them money so you can know a portion of what they know and then do that perpetually until they run out of stuff to sell you. Now, funny, I was just scrolling through my feed and saw somebody who I unfollowed, I believed, but they had something like they're trying to sell their course. And I don't know if it's a little kid or a sex appeal life coach or someone else. But they said, this is better than Mo Dispenza because I don't do a lot of meditations and whatnot. I wasn't really in the state to reply. So again, I just unfollowed them. But again, if you're going to try to take down someone who's, I don't know if Mo Dispenza would consider himself a life coach or what their elevator pitch would be. But again, if you're going to go against the, like if you're a money person, you're like, oh, I'm better than Elon Musk and the other guy, the bald Amazon guy. I can't think of the guy's name. Bezos, Jeff Bezos. I'm better than Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos combined. Hurry up and buy my... That's a sign to run the other way. But unless this is the first time hearing me, I'm sure you got the memo by now. All right, so walking the dog from Boston to Francisco, what is that all about? It's about Freedom Berry. Freedom Berry. Berry, quite contrary. Don't know if you know anything about Freedom Berry. He was Neville's heir apparent, and I stand to be corrected. Neville mentioned him a couple times. I know there's some places on the internet where you could find some of his lectures, but I don't think he got enough as much pop as Neville did, obviously, because I'm sure some of you never even heard of the fella. Well, there's a story that he tells, and Neville tells this story at least twice, maybe more. He was talking about this green farm boy who newly arrived to Boston, and a panhandler asked him for money, and although he was kind of tight on money himself, Freedom Berry was, because he was in Boston for school, he went ahead and loaned him the money. And then later on that evening, the drunk came up to him again, or the same guy, this time drunk, came up to him again asking him for more money. And it was at that point in time that he vowed never to give a panhandler money. Fast forward to the future, Freedom Berry, I don't know if he graduated school, let's assume he did, but then he went to So again, I don't know if he graduated school or not, but let's just say he did and ran into Neville. And Neville mentioned that since Freedom Barry was knowledgeable of the law, he could teach the law in San Francisco, California. At the time, Neville was giving lectures in the Los Angeles area. And he tells a story of Freedom Barry when he was in San Francisco. So basically, he was walking his dog down the street, and some gentleman walked up to him, complimented the dog, did the small talk, you know, that kind of thing, and then asked him for money. Something along the lines of, can you help me out? Haven't eaten today, and I am out of work. Both stories are different. I mean, it's kind of like reading the Gospels. Mark is going to say something different than Luke. But so in one story, it said that Freedom Barry, and again, this is Neville telling it from what Barry told him. He wasn't there. So that makes sense as to why the stories could be a little different. And I don't know, I didn't care about the research as to when the stories were told. But so Freedom Barry said, no, I have no money, but I will do what I can, but I can't give you money. And that as soon as the guy left, Freedom Barry did a scene that the chap was gainfully employed, happy at the job, and standing on his own 2 feet. Now, the other story that was told, the other version of the same story, if you will, Freedom Barry virtually just said, no, I don't have any money to give you. And the guy left. And that right after he left, he did a scene. And when he mentally heard the guy asking him for money, and that Freedom Barry reached into an imaginary pocket, pulled out an imaginary $5 bill, and handed to him. So the second version of the story doesn't really go into detail about the imaginal act of seeing the guy as gainfully employed. But anyway, down the road, the guy ran into Freedom Barry doing the same thing he was doing earlier. You know how you run into the same people doing the same things around the same times. You saw the guy walking his, or the guy saw Freedom Barry walking his dog, approached him and said, I don't suppose you remember me. And Freedom Barry says, well, as a matter of fact, I do. And the gentleman says, I am very glad that you didn't loan me any money or give me any money that evening, because I felt so embarrassed that I had to ask for money that the next day I got a job. And so the guy's gainfully employed, successful, great company with great opportunity. As a result of Freedom Barry either doing a scene that he gave him an imaginary $5 bill, or doing the scene that the guy was gainfully employed. Two examples of scenes, for whatever reason, imagining lovingly for other people. All right, fun Freedom Barry story. One to share along with the 2 cents on Mo Dispenza. Anytime somebody attacks one of the behemoths and then trying to do the same thing, red flag. If you know the thing. One thing I want to leave with you, I know I shared the story, a lot of Neville, 2 versions of the same story, is don't let all the content fool you. Most of what you need is in the 1948 Q&A. You don't have to read it daily. You don't have to read it weekly. You don't even have to read it the whole way through. But I recommend having a copy handy. Living in the digital age, it is so much easier because you could just pull it up on your phone, pull it up on your computer, tablet, laptop, television, what have you. And you can get an audio version, a written version. You could buy the book that it's in. I'm sure you could buy it, or you could just whatever. And just reference that. I believe you're going to get a lot more than doing the alternative, which is getting caught up in the... Because you know the thing. If you want to learn more Neville, the best ways to do that is to self-study. That was a perfect example of that. To reference frequently the 1948 Q&A lectures. Study with buddies. You can do it together. Might be more fun. You might find that to be. And it's worth repeating because it's so important, is to steer clear of the algorithm. All right, this was your message from this side of the Nevelsphere. Have an excellent, wonderful week ahead. And until we hear again, imagine better than the best. You know?